Jesus came to give his life. And when the ten heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Matthew chapter 20 verses 24 to 28. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Mark chapter 10 verses 42 to 45. Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Therefore they said to him, "What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." John chapter 6 verses 29 to 33. As the Father knows, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. John chapter 6 verses 47 to 51. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. John chapter 10 verses 14 to 18. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. John chapter 15 verses 11 to 17. Life is in Jesus. Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not come under judgment. Indeed, he has crossed over from death to life. Truly, truly, I tell you, the hour is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so also he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. John chapter 5 verses 24 to 27. Jesus answered, "If you knew the gift of God and who is asking you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman replied, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then will you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a fount of water springing up to eternal life. John chapter 4 verses 10 to 14. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works I am doing, testify about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified about me. You have never heard his voice nor seen his form, nor does his word abide in you, because you do not believe the one he sent. You pore over the scriptures because you presume that by them you possess eternal life. These are the very words that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. John chapter 5 verses 36 to 40. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum to look for him. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus replied, "Truly, truly, I tell you, it is not because you saw these signs that you are looking for me, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." John chapter 6 verses 24 to 27. As you have given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know you the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John chapter 17 verses 2 to 3. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father, but by me." John chapter 14 verse 6. The quality and quantity of life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word, and believes on him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John chapter 5 verse 24. Who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come life everlasting? Luke chapter 18 verse 30. And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst." John chapter 6 verse 35. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son, and believe on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John chapter 6 verse 40. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. John chapter 6 verses 47 to 48. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John chapter 8 verse 12. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John chapter 10 verse 28. The believer and life. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Matthew chapter 6 verse 25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Mark chapter 8 verse 35. Wherefore if your hand or your foot offend you, cut them off, and cast them from you. It is better for you to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if your eye offends you, pluck it out, and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Matthew chapter 18 verses 8 to 9. And everyone that has forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Matthew chapter 19 verse 29. If any man come to me and hate not his father, and mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Luke chapter 14 verse 46. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Luke chapter 21 verse 34.